And we are back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do our new car reviews. We've got a couple of them to do. I have one. Richard has one. Richard, I'll go ahead and start. I recently drove a 2024 Ford F-150 Tremor. So not the Raptor version, but the Tremor version, which for those of you that know the Ford lineup would know what the Tremor version is. This had the 3.5 liter EcoBoost. That's an optional engine, by the way, on the Tremor. I do not have pricing on this particular vehicle for you all. This was a vehicle not for sale, so the window sticker does not give a total price. But my gut feeling is the one that I drove with all of the equipment on it probably comes in somewhere around the 75 to 80K range. And for a lot of you are thinking, man alive, that's a lot of money for a pickup truck. Well, keep in mind, this is a truck that is trying to compete with or is competing with, and the case, Richard, of me, I've got the Chevy Silverado ZR2 model. This is sort of the counterpart to the actual ZR2 on the GM side because of the larger tires that it comes with and so on. That's the kind of that's the truck that they're trying to compete with, the 33-inch tires, etc. Standard is the 5-liter engine. This one did have the 3.5-liter engine. And, Richard, I'll just tell you straight up. I mean, as far as creature comfort from it to my Silverado, I will tell you that this particular vehicle, this Tremor, had a nicer interior than my ZR2 had. Are you there, Richard? Oh, and you know what? It helps if I would actually put you up on. There we go. That helps if I put you actually on air. There we go.
It wasn't me this time.
No, that was me.
To people who say that $80,000 price tag is a lot, you obviously haven't went out and bought a decent truck anymore
right. These
days, because
good
that
point.
Is actually relatively reasonable, especially for all the features that you're getting ready to tell everyone about that it comes with. And I've seen these driving down the road, and what I'll say, folks, you don't comment on a lot of vehicles, but I believe you did on this one in the fact that you said, wow, this thing runs really well.
It does. 430 horsepower on the 3.5 EcoBoost, and of course the dual turbos at our elevation, Richard, really help in a lot with our lack of air, so you really notice it. My ZR2, does it run as well? Yeah, I'll be straight up honest. It runs as well, maybe even slightly better than my ZR2, which is roughly the same horsepower. But at our elevation, the F-150 with the 3.5 EcoBoost will have more. Now, I will say, as far as comparisons go, where the Tremor lacked and where, and not a deal breaker by any means, but the turning radius, again, basically same trucks. I mean, I parked them in the garage side by side, almost virtually the same length. I mean, they're within a few inches of each other as far as all of that is concerned. But the turning radius, and you know what I have to turn to get to my place and so on, I will just tell you that my truck turns tighter than this one. Not that that's a deal breaker, but for some of you, that's something to think about.
Well, it is, and a lot of people, Dad, especially if you're using it for utility or even if you're growing, right, you want a little bit tighter turning radius, and you want the ability to do that. And all the trucks are different, Dad.
That's right.
This isn't a knock on Ford at all. But this isn't why we encourage you to actually get out and drive these vehicles if you can, because they're all different. And depending on the options, this may not be scientific or, you know, proven. I feel like even some of the options make some of this narrower, and it may not be. But it all just depends on the truck that you get, what you're looking for, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Not a deal breaker, but something people need to pay attention to.
Now, one place I will tell you that it excels at, and this is something, so Ford, if you're listening, good job. I had not driven, I think they call it Blue Cruise. Don't quote me on that, Richard, but I believe they call it Blue Cruise. And if I'm messing that up, Ford, I'm sorry. That's just in my mind. It is called Blue Cruise. I'm looking it up. So Blue Cruise. So, and there's a subscription to use Blue Cruise. This came with of course, it's a press car, so it comes with it. And I've used the GM Super Cruise end of things. And what I will tell you is the Blue Cruise is a far superior product. And what I mean by that is I can use it on more roads. It functioned better. Literally, Richard, you set Blue Cruise. It'll tell you Blue Cruise available. If you want to turn it on, turn it on. You turn it on. I mean, that thing will keep you right in between the lanes. Doesn't matter if you're turning. Doesn't matter if you're going 65 or 80. It's going to keep you in between the lanes going down the highway, down the freeway. And I tell you what a breeze to use. Now, again, I've used some of the Super Cruise stuff that GM has in the past, and theirs is a little bit clunky. You know what I mean by that? You've driven them. There's a few things you have to do to set it, make it work, and so on. In this case, one button activation, done deal.
And here's the deal, folks. These are becoming more and more common, Dad, right? And they're going to be subscription services at first, and as it gets more and more adopted, it's going to get a little bit more mainstream. They are really cool to use. And it's about as close as we're going to get to self-driving, Dad,
right,
without full self-driving as some of the other manufacturers. But that's, again, that's a feature, and for a lot of people, maybe for people who do a lot of highway driving,
that's
maybe
right.
Here, you know, out here, maybe you go from Cheyenne or Fort Collins to Denver, that may be a really good selling feature for you.
One more thing it has better than my truck, and I'm sorry for the comparison, but it's what I have to compare to. So Ford, yes, I know you're going to hear this, but I'm giving you, guys, you know me, I don't beat around the bush. I tell you straight up my thoughts on all the different vehicles that we drive. Other feature, Richard, I like on it better than my own truck, the tailgate. It has probably, in my opinion, and I know Dodge has something or Ram has something similar, but I will tell you, Ford, you have the best tailgate I've seen. Now, mine on mine, I've got the optional tailgate where it'll fold down into a step and you can climb in and out of the bed and all that. Great, it works fine. No complaints about that on the GM side. Ford went one step further. So they've got a dual tailgate is probably the best way for me to say it. You can fold down the entire tailgate, load your stuff in and out, fold the tailgate back up. By the way, it's power assist down, power assist up. Works really cool. But the other cool thing is it's got like an entry door to the tailgate, like a panel door that opens up to where if you don't want to lean over the tailgate to put something in the back. So I did a bunch of moving and different things here of late. Richard knows what I'm doing. And I had some really heavy things I was taking and putting in and out of the truck. It was nice to not have to lean over the tailgate to get those heavy things in and out. I could go right to the back of the bed of the truck and put that stuff in and pull it back out. And I'll tell you, Richard, that tailgate alone is a seller for me.
And again, that's something that a lot of these truck companies are coming out with in their own right, Dad. And for some people, Fords may not be there, but you used it firsthand, and you really enjoyed it.
It worked well.
That's why we encourage people to actually test drive these vehicles, try them out, try to use them if you can, even if it's just something simple sitting in the back.
Right.
Because it may work for some, it may not work for others, but that's a great feature.
No, and again, folks, lots of things I could go through. There's a gazillion different F-150 models that are out there. You hear me talk about F-150. By the way, one of the top-selling vehicle in the U.S. They fight back and forth between the GM badging and their side as far as who sells the most trucks, but they're right up there every single year. They have sold a gazillion F-150s over the years. No, you can't go wrong buying an F-150. I'll say that all day long, and yes, I know Ford listens, but you guys have heard me talk about this even on my Saturday program as well. They're a great vehicle. They're solid, great towing capacity. Best thing, like you just said, Richard, a moment ago, if you want to know more about this vehicle, just go check it out at your local Ford dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.